This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Slider Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Coming up today, we have a code word that could get you into the big premiere this weekend.
Ooh.
It's Taylor Swift. What are they calling it?
Life of Showgirl?
The premiere of a showgirl? Or
yeah.
The
there's an extra word taken out, so it's not the life of the show. Life of it. Whatever.
Well, tune into the radio station that's giving them away. Surely they'll know what it's called.
The official release party of a showgirl.
Of a showgirl.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're taking over a theater, the Aurora 16, I think, off the top of my head. It's at Parker Road and
Arapahoe. Yeah. Yeah.
Right in my neck of the woods.
Or is it called Arapahoe Crossing 16?
I think it's that one, yeah.
Arapahoe Crossing. It's just in Aurora. Doesn't matter. It's by the King Supers. There's a Chili's there. I'll probably stop
and get the
Presidente Margarita.
It's at 10 a.m.
Oh, then maybe I'll have two. anyway, we have a 4-pack, I believe, to give away. You'll need a code word, and that is coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, we want to talk about rotten roommates.
Mm.
Anybody in this room ever actually have one? Like, I barely ever had roommates in general.
Really? You lived on a tour bus.
Yeah, but it feels less like a roommate.
Because
you're just...
I feel like it's more of a roommate. You're bunkmates.
It's more like a cellmate. You know what I mean? It feels more like prison.
But isn't there kind of more respect amongst you guys? Because you know it's like, look, none of us want to be on this bus. So you've always said sleep was sacred. Like, you, no one ever messed with you.
That's something the tour manager taught me a long time ago. And we instilled it in the band. Like, the guy, when a whole bunch of guys get together, they do, he's asleep, put his hand in warm water and make him pee himself. Why?
Does that even work?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It's not, though, because then you're in a room with a guy who just peed on himself.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's more of a sleepover thing. But like roommates, like if you had a roommate that like stole from you, stole your boyfriend, stole your money.
We had a roommate in college who we just, it was three of us and the two of us really didn't get along with her. And she her boyfriend was over every single night. And we were like, we're not really like paying four ways. We're paying three ways.
Is that a thing? You get mad?
Yeah, it was like we were 19. So that's probably why we were annoyed. But. So it's really not that. I've been pretty lucky.
Yeah, they didn't steal from you.
No.
When I was in college, I had two roommates in my room, Kenny and Danny, shout out. They were friends and both former lifeguards.
Okay.
So they were adept at doing this thing called a rat tail. Like you'd get out of the shower and you'd hear one of them go rat tail, and you learn Pavlovian style to just hit the deck, fly, get behind wood. Like rat tail is when a lifeguard does the towel and they can turn it into a very much Indiana Jones like whip.
Yeah.
And leave a mark on you that will never go away.
And they thought that was funny?
Hilarious.
Mm. Okay.
They're 18.
T-Hawk also finds it hilarious.
It's not funny. No, I didn't have the training of a lifeguard like they did. So,
because they would just moisten the end of it just enough. And they would just, so that end would just get like, and they would just like flip their hand. It was like.
Also, so they were just waiting for you to get out of the shower?
Kind of. We had a shower in our room. We actually were one of the lucky ones. Wow. This was back before, like everybody had a common shower down the hall or whatever. We had a quad. We had four people in this like adjoining room and a shower. So like,
but they're just sitting there like, he's gonna
they're
be
waiting
naked.
To get in the shower. Right. So like, okay. If I came out with a snarky attitude, they're like, what'd you say? And I'm rat tail. And then I'm just bleeding profusely right. On the floor of Baker Hall. All right. That's enough of me.
I had a roommate. We did. There were a couple things with him. One, he would never clean up, like classic, just would never do the dishes. He would cook big extravagant meals and then just leave it. And it'd be like, well, it's not my turn. Well, he would like make spaghetti with his girlfriend and stuff. That's for us at the time.
Yeah. You've been eating more than two dishes.
Yeah. Got you.
So it got to the point where he would leave so much stuff out. At one point, he left some meat out on a plate to thaw, and he left it out way too long. And so we did the classic thing of like, well, if he's not going to take care of it, we're going to. So we put it under his bed. Like, you know, he's going to learn. He did not notice that it was. So that it was kind of backfired on us a little. It was just. He just had rotten meat.
Question.
And then, yeah.
In this story, who's the rotten roommate?
He is for leaving the meat out.
Oh.
But he didn't notice the stench.
That's right.
Concerning.
Once it was in his room had a stench.
Right.
Because,
but still, you're kind of a rotten roommate for putting raw meat under his bed.
We were passive aggressive.
Which is rotten.
We weren't rotten about it.
You were the one literally moving rotten things. Yeah.
Well, she said.
This was the same roommate this was the apartment. We all had sinks in our rooms. So we had one bathroom in the apartment, but all four bedrooms had individual sinks. Yeah. Very
So
great.
Would you pee in the sink?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, that's so disgusting.
Middle of the night, middle of the day, anytime.
Pipes or pipes, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh God.
So one morning, it was the morning of a big football game at the university. I won't say which one. So
Iowa.
We're getting up early to tailgate. I won't say which one. And he had too much to drink the night before, so he woke up, vomited in his sink. The sink, like, backed up, so it was just full of vomit. Uh-huh. And he said, all right, let's go, boys, and went outside and just to start the tailgate. Left his vomit-filled sink all day.
Same meat guy?
Same meat guy, yeah. That's, so his room had a...
His tolerance level for stench.
Yeah.
Because we were all like... You gonna clean that? And he's like, oh, I'll get to it. And we're like, no, it's more. This is more of an immediate attention kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. So if you had a rotten roommate, I can't. I'm holding my barf down.
That one made me a little.
I don't feel great about it.
I'm sorry.
All right. If you've had a rotten roommate, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Me? You want me to go?
Sure.
This is just one that I have to tell every time because somebody called in with this. They had like a house and their roommate didn't help with any of the landscaping. Like when you're renting a house, you have to do the backyard.
You sure do.
Mm-hmm.
And then this roommate was much like TX, like left all the dishes around, left their laundry laying around. Mm-hmm. We're just like a complete slob. So one day they'd had enough. Their dirty clothes are on the ground. They're clean clothes are still in the dryer. They haven't helped mow the lawn. So they took all their clothes, piled it up on their bed, like dirty and clean together. So now you got to start all the way over. It's like,
rightfully
screw
so.
You. Went outside, got the lawnmower, put it on top of their bed, on top of the pile of clothes, and started the lawnmower.
Mm.
And just shredded every...
Just, that doesn't feel necessary.
Raw meat under the bed.
Yeah.
Raw meat.
No,
you were fine with that.
No, I wasn't.
You seemed fine.
I told him he was
the only
wrong.
One calling him out on it.
Shredding, that's like hundreds and hundreds of dollars of clothes.
Right, but if you cared about your clothes, you would have taken care of them.
I agree.
If you cared about us as roommates, you'd know how to start the mower. But you didn't. So we mowed your clothes.
That doesn't seem fair. Was that you?
No, it was not me. I said I've never had a rotten roommate.
Okay.
I've been. It was not me.
Okay.
It's close. All right. Well, if you've mowed somebody's clothes or done something rotten to a roommate, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are talking about rotten roommates.
Can I please read you this text?
Absolutely, you can.
We got a text. I had a roommate that cooked super stinky food all the time in a tiny apartment. That's not the bad part. One time he bought shrimp and let it go bad in the fridge for so long that it stank even when the fridge was closed. This next part's in all caps. Then he cooked with it and it stank more during a blizzard when we couldn't open any windows. He left his stinky bad shrimp dishes in his room for a week.
Oh, God. I need to know what his reaction was to the shrimp.
Right. Like, did you poop your brains out?
There's people who just have that stomach for things like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, my former father-in-law could eat meat that was like blue.
That's disgusting.
And he was like, no, I think we're good. And I'm like, we're not good.
I swear.
You can't cook the death out of that. It's like, it's going to get you.
Fiance will eat things when I'm like, I feel like we're a bit past.
Yeah, we're way past. Yeah. You got to just, I remembered another rotten roommate that I had that maybe I should share, but then it also kind of dates me. I had a lot of adult movies.
Why?
Let's not get into that.
On VHS.
Okay.
So then, so you remember where you left off, if you know what I'm saying. So you put the video in and you're like, I don't remember seeing this.
You don't really sit and watch the whole thing.
No,
you have your spots. And then you'd come in and you'd go like, I definitely wouldn't have, I would have not have stopped there.
Oh, I'm so, and done. I'm noping you.
We're not there yet.
I know, but I.
But I mean, it's like you're clearly coming into my room.
Yeah. Oh.
Andy?
Yay.
Yay. Rotten roommate.
Rotten roommate. My roommate, right out of college, she was not a friend. She was just kind of an acquaintance. Her mom owned the house, so she was really kind of type A about our behavior. And she didn't like the way that my room was, like, kind of somewhat orderly, but not, like, 100% orderly.
Your room. Not her room. Your room.
My room. My room. Okay. And I went out of town for, like a trip. And I came back and she had rearranged my entire room, had redone all my drawers, like, changed all the linens.
That is, like, serial killer vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
There's something about that that's not right.
Yeah, it was very odd. And then she just justified it with, like, I thought it looked better this way. My mom would have liked it better this way. The mom owned the house. Wow. It's very odd.
Was it better? Did you move it back or did you keep it?
No, I kind of kept it. It was nice. Okay. I didn't want to mess it up. Like, I didn't want her to rearrange it, you know? Like,
It seems like she's a fantastic roommate.
No. Yeah. Don't ever.
Willing to help.
Don't ever. In a pinch. Even my husband. Don't move my clothes around.
Really?
It was all of it. And it's not even, she wasn't even a friend. It was like just an acquaintance. Like, it's not like she knew me.
But couldn't you have used it to be like, oh, those dirty clothes, you know, I just can't seem to put them away.
No,
I can't.
No, and then, no. Okay. Why are you such a, thank you, Andy.
He's a rotten roommate.
Hey, Carmen.
Hi there.
Hi there. Hi there. Rotten roommate. What happened to you?
Okay, so I moved in with a friend and her boyfriend at the time, and we only lived together for a couple of months. I took them to a party because they were both from out of town with all my friends. They had a great time, and the boyfriend tried to, like, text and hit on me all while we were all still, like, together. I knew that I needed to tell my friend, so of course I did, but it was super awkward. They were, like, fighting, and then we all still had to live together for a while. Wait, and they
he lived with you too?
What did you say?
Did he live with you as well?
Yes. All three of us lived together.
Oh, no.
That's uncomfy.
Yeah. It was a nightmare.
Was so, he going for the was he going for the three-way, or was he just trying to like pick you off and make you side work?
Yes, exactly. Under the same household.
Ew. How do you even get away with that?
No, he didn't get away with it. He totally got left in the dust. She ended up leaving the state too, and just going back to Colorado, actually, which is where she was from.
Okay.
But yeah. Then I awkwardly had to live with him for, like, a few months, for, like, 2 months.
Okay.
It was horrible. I just didn't go home very often, actually.
Yeah,
but...
no, I get that. Just become promiscuous.
Okay.
Oh, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, you got to sleep somewhere. You know what I'm saying? All right. Thank you. Andrew?
Yeah.
Rotten roommate. What do you got?
So, I had two roommates, and both of them were kind of on and off with jobs. So I was kind of upholding the apartment on my own, and they used to just spend all their money on weed. And, you know, I don't have any problem with weed myself, but the kicker was they used to physically fight all the time, and I never got involved. But
were they brothers? Like, what do you mean?
No, they were not related.
Okay.
But
they just... got high and beat the hell out of each
other. Needed a punching bag.
Okay.
Yeah, and then towards the end,
the real kicker
is I ended up getting assaulted and I got sent to jail because I got pinned for the quote unquote assault. So I
by
got evicted
them?
From the apartment.
Okay.
Okay. I feel bad for him. He got assaulted and sent to jail.
I know, but come on.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
New week. New chance.
No sin.
News. News.
No.
Yeah.
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Why did you just feel like a conductor on us?
Because that was really good.
Oh.
Or no.
It was like being Leopold or whoever.
The maestro.
The maestro.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, that was really good. News? Nope. We tell you the news, or unless one of us doesn't want to hear it, say nope.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I hope I'm not stealing Erin's story here, because I feel like she was also interested in this. But Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are married.
Yay.
They had a very star-studded wedding in Santa Barbara. It looks like they wrote their own vows. They had people like Steve Martin, Martin Short, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran.
Little
all
weird
there.
That Tay-Tay came without him, but she had to.
Yeah, he had a game the
he
next
had
day.
To play.
She actually stayed at the wedding until like 11 p.m. and then hopped on a plane and flew back to KC to be there for the game the next day. But she's doing that thing where she's not being shown at the games.
Did
she's
she
been
hide
like
again?
In hiding. Yeah, okay. No one's seen her, but she was there, allegedly confirmed.
Do they do that weird thing where they have the magic box that they walk her in? Have you seen that?
Well, that was the whole thing at the Eras Tour. She was in the cleaning cart to get out to the stage.
She was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that now they have like just like four or five like panels.
Well, they
just
that,
walk along.
They had
with.
For that for security after events,
recent events.
Yeah,
but I think it's partially because she doesn't want she just wants to go.
But she usually goes and kind of does the photo call and. Not
so
really.
She was the rumor was she was at the game.
Yeah, her dad and brother were seen. Okay, anyway, this is okay. Also about Selena Gomez and Betty Blanco's wedding.
Sorry.
Steve Martin and Martin Short gave a joint speech at the rehearsal dinner.
Which is weird because rehearsal dinner is boy and they're her friends.
Oh, not anymore, buddy.
Isn't the rehearsal dinner what the guy pays for anyway, though?
The groom's parents traditionally do, but
yes.
I feel like these days there's just extra speeches there.
Ew.
Can
I come to your rehearsal dinner and make a speech?
No!
Hey, Selena let her coworkers come and make a speech.
Oh, yeah.
I've got other people who will be making speeches at my rehearsal
dinner. Can do it.
Why wouldn't you let us? He's got MC cred on his resume right now.
Okay, well, anyway, Mark Ronson DJ'd.
Oh, my God.
Taylor and Ed Sheeran both gave speeches at the actual wedding. So I think, like, in a way, Taylor was the maid of honor.
Yeah.
But I don't think that
they had
she had one. Okay. And then Selena Gomez's mom and her stepdad and Benny's parents all spoke.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Cool. Also, Benny Blanco wearing a $890,000 watch for the ceremony.
Shut your... Is that a petite?
Custom one of one. What? It's like all diamonds.
I immediately thought of hack because at first I didn't realize that it was a watch because it was just so shiny. It's, you couldn't see the hands.
You say the brand?
I don't even know.
It's not one of the Patek or whatever.
No, it's a one of one. It's like all diamonds. Exactly. Yeah. It looks more like a bracelet.
Yeah.
What the... Wow.
Bury the lead.
And it looks like Selena definitely had a dress change.
No, I didn't see that.
Between ceremony and reception.
Yeah, something like that.
They're such a cute couple.
They are.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for them.
She's very happy.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, it makes me uncomfortable looking at them.
Why? Hold on. Why?
Stop the music. Why?
They look so disproportionate.
I don't
think Selena Gomez is one of the most beautiful women on earth. And Benny Blanco is Benny Blanco.
But he's so cool.
I agree he's cool, but it's still...
It just goes to show... Hey, bud. Careful.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
What do you mean?
This is you and your wife,
yes.
Bro.
Wait. I don't know if it's quite...
Well, you're right. He's no Benny Blanco.
Benny Blanco's also so rich.
I'm saying what everyone listening is thinking.
No, they're
everyone
not.
Everyone listening is thinking.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Text
I think
in.
They're genuinely cute. She needed someone like him.
What do you mean by that?
Like kind and funny and supportive and
but
like
still
all
in the business.
In. Yes, understanding.
She couldn't just get a regular kind, compassionate dude. She found somebody who's got all those qualities, who still understands the eclectic nature of the business that they're both in.
And he's not some Justin Bieber.
Okay.
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 He's biting his tongue.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
Do you want a donut?
No.
You need a minute?
Good evening.
I'm Benny Blanco?
No.
No, I didn't mean it.
And we said that. We all like him.
We all like, yes, I love Benny Blanco.
I tweeze my eyebrows every day.
But he's in over his head as far as, like, she's stunning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your wife is stunning.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you're Benny Blanco. Go, 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 go.
We thought it was going to be Adele. We thought it was going to be Metallica. Oh. We thought it was going to be Taylor Swift. We are all wrong. Bad Bunny is playing the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm excited.
For all
some
you
people are very upset.
900-year-old. Here's the deal.
It's what he said.
I just have so many 900-year-old friends that are like, what? I never heard of this guy. And it's like, exactly.
Yeah.
You're a moron. Mm-hmm. Do you understand the scope of this artist?
Wasn't he like the top stream artist last year or something?
In the billions for sure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Nobody brings together every demo, every country. If the NFL is doing games in Ireland and Greece and Mexico and Germany and Bad Bunny is a badass in all those places, right? Am I wrong?
No, I love Bad Bunny. I do wonder, though, I love him personally as an artist, but he does not have any songs in English.
I love that.
So there is an element of if you are, like, performing for an established, I think it's a great way
does
to expand.
Does he sing any words in English?
No.
He has features
yeah.
who do, right?
Yeah.
Isn't he on that? I like it like, no, I'm thinking no. of someone else. Okay.
He is on that.
He is?
It's Spanish, yeah.
But like maybe he will bring Cardi B
or
bring...
Yeah. I think it's a great way to expand your fan base, but for the existing fan base, I don't know. Because
is he clean?
No. No.
It's just going to be Bleep Central.
I don't know because I don't
what did
speak
the rap
language,
dudes
so
do? Did they keep it clean and they bleeped it? Or
they
did they
at least yeah. once with Kendrick, but
because I usually yeah. tune out during the halftime show. I'm terrible.
Are you serious?
Well, because I'm usually hosting or whatever, and that's when I gotta like that's when I'm working. Like I'm getting food and drinks for everybody, and everyone else
this
gets
is
to watch.
Crazy as a music person.
Yeah, yeah. I usually try to catch it later.
I think Bad Bunny's performance is going to be what J Lo and Shakira tried to do.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a bit of a swing and a miss on that one.
Shouldn't have done both of them at once.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. Okay,
I like it.
So everyone in the room is genuinely excited.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe
would
the rumor
I have
was
preferred Taylor Swift, of course.
But the rumor is she said, "You pay me or I don't do it."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The rumors are probably true.
Because you don't make money to do this show other than...
So then why would why is he doing this? He's already such a global superstar. Why would he do the free...
Well, and he is touring right now, but he's not doing any shows in the U.S. And so he was like, I'll do one show. And that's it.
The biggest show there is on planet Earth. Are you ready?
Sure.
Have you calmed down?
Yeah. How's my unibrow?
buddy, I don't think you... Oh, my God.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Honey Boo Boo was involved in a car accident. And now this actually has a local spin on it. She was T-boned while she was pulling out of her driveway.
God, she goes to Regis.
She's pursuing a nursing degree at Regis University in Colorado. Thanks for stealing my line there.
Who doesn't know this?
I didn't know that.
Wait, what?
I thought Regis was a high school.
There's a Regis High School and then there's a Regis University and they're nowhere near each other.
Yeah, so she could be listening.
Boo-boo.
Hi, Honey Boo Boo. She was going to start her clinical
next year.
Do you think
T-Hack looks like Betty Blanco?
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
I don't know if there's going to be an argument in the studio, but is chivalry dead?
I feel like you've asked us this question before.
It's come up again because of a social media post that kind of freaked me out.
Oh.
Well, because the woman who did it, she's just got this really deep voice and she speaks so directly. And like, it's a very weird, she's just like, The women in this video don't understand what chivalry is. I think she's trying to enunciate very well. I think she wants a career in broadcasting or something.
Okay.
So then it like, sorry.
Do you want to just answer the question?
No, I want to continue to beat this dead horse until you have time to think about it.
I think at times, yes, but not with everyone.
Yeah, I would agree.
I would agree.
I think
it's ladies first, of course.
Here's the thing. Here's what the video is. And I want to set this up. It's one of those reaction videos. The first video is like four or five girls sitting on one side. You know, like at certain restaurants, how they have tables where there's a chair on one side mm-hmm. and then like the bench, the cushiony bench seat on the other
side.
Yeah,
the big bench, yeah.
But that cushiony bench seat is against the wall and then mm-hmm. the chairs are in the middle of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So like all the girls are on the chairs. The boys are on the bench seat. Mm-hmm. And one girl records a video of all the girls sitting there and then all the boys sitting on the comfy side with not a caption, more of a like in the video. Mm-hmm. It says, is chivalry? No, chivalry is dead. Mm-hmm. On comes the reaction video. And she says, chivalry's not dead. You have it backwards. These men are being the most chivalrous men you could possibly be.
And I know exactly what they were doing.
Okay.
And my fiance has made a point about this. He always will offers me to sit wherever I want. But I know... Do you want me to say what it is?
I will absolutely do.
He prefers to sit where he can see the rest of the restaurant.
Because he wants to check out chicks.
No.
I thought it was going to be so he can pull out your chair.
No, but he does do that sometimes.
With that table there, it's hard to get up and get around to back,
right.
to get in and out to let her.
But he prefers to be able to see what's happening because of danger.
So does that. So, okay. But keep this in mind. I agree with what you're saying, but to the girls, we have to sit on these hard, not comfortable chairs. The boys took the comfy seat and left the girls on the hard chairs. So in their mind, chivalry's dead. No, I love that you've drank enough Kool-Aid that you're gonna believe that's the reason we want to be on that side.
Oh my goodness. Remember my answer about chivalry?
No.
Actually, all of ours, which was... No. In some ways, yes, but not with everyone. And I think maybe, unfortunately, you fall into yes.
I don't like having my back to a restaurant. Yes. And I've never understood why, but I think it is chivalry built in somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like it if I can't, because if we were out, okay, just suspend your disbelief. Okay. I know it's vomit inducing, but like, it would drive me nuts. Like I would, if you started to like look around, I'd be like, oh my God, am I going to get hit with a machete, a chainsaw, a car? Like what? Or is a waiter on fire bringing dessert? Like, I don't know what's happening. I need to know what's happening more than you do.
But are you wanting to know so that you can protect the person you're with? Or are you wanting to know because you are morbidly curious and trying to protect yourself?
¿Por qué no los dos?
Porque es no es chivalry.
No, but it's still kind of because... The added benefit of me being super curious is I will save your life, probably.
I mean, which one's more safe? Where's the most safe place to sit?
I don't know. I think it's safer to have, in your case, in your relationship, your man is going to be the one to stop the danger. If he and I went out, I'm sitting in the bony seats. I want him right. with his mm-hmm. back to the wall. I want him
with his eyes on whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
And he better pull the chair out for you.
Yes. Where are you at, Hack?
I would do the same. Yeah, I sit that way. And I recently stayed in a hotel with my wife, and I slept on closest to the door, like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Even though it's the opposite of where we sleep at home, but because I even said, like, I guess I'm supposed to sleep over here, and she was kind of like, eh, you know, whatever. Like you're gonna do anything?
Exactly.
You switch when you go to a hotel.
We used in our last house, we slept one way, and then when we moved into this one, I was like, ooh. And so he was like, yeah, I'll move. He sleeps closest to the door. And so in hotels, we...
Because you want him to die first?
No, and you know, with me, he sleeps so hard. There's no way anything's waking him up.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Open an account online in minutes at belco.org. Belco, banking for everyone.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Other people's problems, OPP is the way we abbreviate it. They're all available on the Odyssey app, and I know how to spell it now.
Do you? Let's hear it.
Nah, I want to hear you guys.
All right. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Today we have Jennifer, and she has a big decision to make. I think we actually might be able to help her on this.
Ooh.
Just a decision.
I don't like the way.
So if we're keeping score, this might be the one we solve.
I think it has. I have high hopes.
Okay, Jennifer.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. Let us help you. What's going on?
Please do. I've got a real Sophie's choice on my hands here because
I feel like I hit kind of like the relationship lottery and found what seems to be the perfect man. I'm in a very, very happy relationship with a romantic man who listens to me, accepts my influence, brings me flowers, like the whole nine, like no complaints whatsoever.
Decision made. Life choice.
Well, I'm worried. What's the but?
Pump the brakes.
I mean, I'm sure he works out.
Can I just ask for a little context on
the first part? Because I know whatever you're about to do is going to destroy our faith in humanity.
Yes.
Did you struggle to find this man? Or was it easy for you?
I mean, I think everyone struggles to find this. I didn't even think this man still existed.
Well, so just all I'm saying, there was a time in my life where just relationships were like falling from the sky. And then you hit a point. I don't know anymore, obviously. But like, if you felt like you went through hell and back and you kicked a lot of tires of bad cars before you got this one. Dude, I'm mixing a lot of metaphors here.
Yeah,
but like,
you are.
You genuinely do respect this relationship. This is a great man.
I genuinely, yes. I respect not only this relationship, but the rarity of it. Like, I have no complaints. There's no part of me that's like, he leaves his stuff on the floor. I wish he would come. Like, there's nothing. I love this man. I want to spend the rest of my life with him. Aww. I love him.
Oh my gosh, this is great. Right. We did it.
Yeah.
Just OPP, we solved one. Okay, so how is this an issue?
Okay, well, the issue is that I have recently received an opportunity to do something within my career that I never thought I would get. Like, it's a fantasy placement. I never thought I would get this kind of opportunity. And the issue is I would have to relocate and I would be gone for like 2 years and I would really only be able to visit maybe twice that whole time.
Ooh.
Oh, twice in the 2 years, not even like twice a year?
No, twice, because maybe three times because of the way the research cycle works. But I'm going to be in a very remote location. He definitely cannot come visit me because nobody can come visit. And
are you in the FBI?
Yes, this is
something.
This is very exclusive. This is a very exclusive opportunity. Like, I can't even believe this is happening. And when I told him, he was, of course, very happy and excited until I told him I was going to be away. And then he was like, you know, as much as this is wonderful and I'm happy for you and I want you to be happy, like, I'm not going to do long distance again because I've done it in the past and it didn't work out. And at first I was kind of upset because I was like, bro, like, I'm not your ex, you know?
Of course you should be upset.
So that's basically the issue. Here I am. I've got the dream man and I've got the dream job and I don't know what to do.
They're just not in the same place.
If I take his job, he's going to be gone.
Oh my God. This is like, you weren't kidding about Sophie's choice. I thought that was a very bold thing to say at the front, but like, now it's like,
I didn't know what it meant.
You know what Sophie's choice is? You uncultured swine.
I've heard it, but I don't know what she was choosing.
Oh my God. Everyone in this room, go watch a film.
Sophie choosing between.
Can we concentrate on Jennifer? Then I'll fix you two.
Okay. Sorry, Jennifer.
I am so sorry, Jennifer. Like, that was, I'm tax just laying low because he doesn't know either.
I do know, and Erica doesn't want to know, is why I'm laying low.
Okay, good. Then you do know.
Yes, I do know.
Okay.
Oh no.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Okay.
Jennifer, I'm going to just right away give the phone number 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Let me just ask. Erica seems animated right away, so I'm going to ask you first. Are you mad at him for being honest about his feelings about a long-distance relationship?
A little bit. No, well, I respect his honesty, but it seems so unfair that he's like,
I'm fine.
Erin's beeping. She's fine. It's like he's saying, but I'm not going to support you.
He's not saying he's not going to support her. Is he saying he's not going to support you? Or is he saying, I want to be with you.
I feel like what he's saying is, I don't want to end up cheating on you. And honestly, it is hurtful. You know what I mean? And I think he's also worried that I might end up cheating on him, although I'm only going to have access to like three other people. So the odds of me wanting to cheat on him are very low.
Are any of them men? Right. Or super high.
They're likely to all be men, honestly. It's a very male-dominated field.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter if...
No, like, I mean, I'm not interested in them.
It just depends on Jennifer.
And 2 years is not that long, you know?
I was in a long-distance relationship.
It sucks.
He lives here, by the way. And he broke up
with
me.
Little shout-out?
Yeah. I will not say his name. I can't even remember his last name. But he broke up with me because he said it's too hard because I would rather you were here with me all the time. And I was like, and that's why we're breaking up?
Yes.
But I found a better person for me.
No, that's not what's happening here. You think if she takes his job, she'll find a better person for her?
Maybe not in the 2 years, but maybe when she gets back.
Jennifer, like, here's what I know. I'm supposed to answer one way if we're living in an abundance mindset. If you were living okay. in an abundance mindset, you could say no okay. to either one of yeah. these things, and a better job that's here will come along. Or you can say no to him, and a better man will come along. But as a person...
With an abundance mindset, could I say yes to the job and then he'll just like still be single when I get back?
No.
I think no. you have to release the one.
You gotta let go. You literally have to unclench your hand on one of these two things. I mean, okay, here's what I think we can do. I think we take calls from people who've pulled off a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And like, is there a way to make it work? I mean, FaceTime helps because you didn't used it to helps. Be able to do that. Like you can... have yeah. relationsy time.
Yeah. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
No.
It's not the same.
Phone calls. That's right. No. I didn't even think of that. I wonder if he had that when he was with his last relationship.
I mean, FaceTime isn't exactly new.
But no.
I'm wondering the way you described him, I'm wondering if you should pass on the job.
That is
because I think we focus a lot on this is a perfect opportunity and there is no right path, right? I mean, we all ended up here with some pedigrees, no pedigrees. I mean, like, we all had internships or we didn't, and we all kind of end up where you're supposed to be, I think.
Well, this isn't like a promotion type situation. This is like being president of my field. Like, it's an experience. I don't know how much detail I can give you guys, but literally I would be working in a remote location researching an organism that, like, most people will never even hear of in their lifetime.
I mean, this is two dreams.
That is so mm-hmm. badass. You can't say no to that.
So is finding the perfect person.
I'm with everyone.
Because I'm not going to get weird because we don't give compliments to each other, but you were meant for this job.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
She was still shocked.
I thought we were going somewhere else.
And if your fiance had said, I'm not going to move to Denver,
I don't know if I would have come.
Then what did you? And you're telling her to take the job. Oh,
as a strong, independent woman.
Oh, here
it is. It's really hard to say. Wait, you guys aren't engaged, are you?
No. We've been dating, and it's just this issue.
It's the same thing. Once you know you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody, the rest is formality.
You're sacrificing the next 50 years for like a cool 2 years.
That's right.
It's well,
in the 2 years, I mean, maybe you'll get another opportunity.
I love what you're saying. Like, but I also
I think
know
it's so hard to find someone that is perfect for you, that clicks with you, that gets you, and all that. And that's like that's what life is when you really break it down. It's not your career. It's not. It's the people you spend time with. And you found it.
But you can also do some really cool things and make history. So why would you say no to that chance?
I wanted to do this my whole life. Like, I used to read the National Geographic when I was a little kid and dream about this, you know?
I know I'm flip-flopping every time somebody talks. Every time somebody talks, I'm like, you're right. And then Hack talks, I'm like, nope, he's right.
Yeah.
Nope. Like, there's no right. And you literally are torn in half right now. You don't have the answer. Like, if I said you have to choose right now, you couldn't say.
Flip a coin.
That's such a dark
you can't just.
Oh my God, it makes my tummy hurt to think about it.
Okay, like, Jennifer.
I don't want to.
I literally went into this thinking this would be the one we would solve. This is one we can never solve.
You're a liar.
It is entirely my fault. Hey, don't move, Jennifer. We're going to, okay. Literally, I'm getting $20,000 more a year and access to the corporate jet or whatever. She's going to do something that only three other people on earth are going to be doing at the same time.
Right.
Like, wow. How many people are in love right now, Hack?
In the room?
Nope. I don't like that assessment. You know what I mean?
Right. I know. It is more common, but the way she sounded, like, he's perfect. They're perfect together. He wants to be with her.
But
I don't know.
The perfect guy say go?
That's what I was thinking.
No, not necessarily.
He should support her.
It's so hard.
The perfect guy, of course, would say go, but then you just, it doesn't work. Like, I've done long distance. It doesn't work. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
FaceTime is, sorry, not enough.
Can't you also say, well, wouldn't the perfect partner, guy or girl, this has nothing to do with her being the woman or anything. It's just, wouldn't the perfect partner not want to leave? No matter what the, like, you can, I think you can make both arguments.
I do too. That's why this is going to be the hardest OPP we've ever done.
Yeah.
Okay. It's up to you guys now. 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 1059.
We're trying to help Jennifer out. Boy, this room is really divided, and I keep flip-flopping on it. She's found the perfect man. She said out loud, I want to spend the rest of my life with him.
Yeah.
Right.
But her job, her dream job, just came down. 2-year commitment, out of state. He can't come visit. She can't leave, but maybe once a year.
Some people are speculating that she may be an astronaut. Okay.
I don't think. Is that why he can't visit?
That makes sense.
Sure, yeah. Can't visit space. Yeah.
She
can
said
you?
Research, though. I guess mm-hmm. you could be a researcher.
Spotty cell coverage,
could
probably.
Be yeah. researching the moon.
Okay. But either way, she's like, he doesn't want to do a long distance thing.
Right.
She just wants to be with him, but she doesn't want to pass up this opportunity. Hack is very much love centric. So you're.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't trade the next 50 years for a cool 2 years.
Eric is such a hypocrite. It makes me want to vomit.
If you power through the tough 2 years, you might be able to get an amazing 50 good years, you know?
But I was also thinking, because she was saying so, like, this is what I've wanted to do my whole life. I read National Geographic or whatever she said my whole life. And she's considering not doing it.
That means she really loves him.
That's what
oh.
I said.
Oh, no,
yeah,
no.
That you means she really loves him.
Ah, what a bird. You walked her into the pointed sticks. Oh, oh that's so good. Brittany?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think Jennifer should do?
Take the job.
Oh, my God. So you don't, you're a non, I think, can we ask the question up front? Are you in love or not? Because it seems like, if you have this loving, great relationship, you're going to be like, keep the man. But if you don't...
But I feel like I'm really torn.
So I am in a very happy, loving marriage.
Mm.
But there's a show on Hulu called A Dated a Psycho. And it just proves that if somebody seems perfect, they're like, you know, some sort of psycho.
Oh my God, no, it's... Oh my God.
A better way to say your spouse is not perfect.
And what? She should take the job.
So do you think your spouse is a serial killer?
Not my spouse, but I think this guy who's perfect for her might be.
Hmm.
Oh, my God. What a weird roller coaster ride that was.
I'm not even sure where I am with you on that one.
Hadn't considered that, I guess.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. Take the job. One vote for that. Ella?
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
Okay, am I on right now?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay. Personally, my fiance and I, we're getting married this month. Basically, like getting married in 25 days, okay? We did long distance for a whole year, like our first year of dating. And, like, it was fire. Like, I thought it was great. We came up with ways to, like, you know, make fun, have dates. You can write letters. I just feel like we need to go back and revisit the long distance thing because this is her dream job and the right partner is supportive and like wants to make it work no matter what.
2 years, no touchy. 2 years, no touchy.
But
like if your love language is physical touch, you're
screwed. I know what you're saying.
But mine and my fiance's love languages are both physical touch.
Then who is touching you? Nope.
Yeah. You can have dates.
If that's the only thing you're focused on, then it's like, what is the foundation of the relationship? You know, like, you can find intimacy in other ways other than just physical.
Is that right, Ella?
It's just hard.
Okay, so you're saying take the job no matter what.
I mean, yeah, like, the right person is going to support you and going to want to make it work.
His angle, the right person isn't going to leave me for a job.
But would you really, if you fell in love with a woman and she's like, I have to take this job, would you really go, I don't think you should? Your age, it's a little different. I'm not gonna lie.
Gosh.
But like in your 20s or something, you can't give everything up.
Like, I feel like leaving them is like, that's an exaggeration. Like, you're not leaving them.
Right.
Like, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, and you can still make the relationship work.
You can't make, no, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ella. I'm just saying, you don't know what's gonna, like, if we're gonna be apart, then let's just be apart.
No, that's
and hopefully
insane.
We come back together. But like, you're going to be there for 2 years. Like, yes, we FaceTime for an hour every night, but then you're going out to dinner with your colleagues. She said that most of her colleagues were men. It's like
they're probably like older men.
It doesn't matter. Like me, apparently.
I plead the fifth.
She might be going to space too.
That's, no, that's not okay.
She's like, Jacqueline, you meet him. I'm like, space is pretty far.
Jacqueline,
yay.
What do you think?
I think she should go, but I also was wondering if they were married and this opportunity came up, then would he divorce her?
Hmm. That is such an interesting question. Yeah. Would he go, well, I can't do long distance. Like, buddy.
I'm yeah, but also him. If they were married, would you even, she'd go, you're going to just leave our family for a job? I mean, it goes still both ways.
I'm telling you what drives me the most nuts about everything that's happening is Erica is not admitting the hypocrisy of her. Like you wouldn't want to be away from your fiance. Like you are codependent, and I don't mean that as a negative.
I don't take that as a negative.
Great.
Anymore.
But like if he was like, you love him, right? And if he all of a sudden said, oh my God, I got this other job, I'm gonna be gone for 2 years. You'd be like,
no, I'd probably go, no, you're not.
Right.
But.
So, but you're expecting everyone else to react differently than you would.
I just think that he's not. Yeah. Okay. He's not being terribly supportive, but nor would I.
Right.
If the tables were turned.
So you're just all, she should have it as a woman, but it's like, but if it was a man, then no, he shouldn't go. He should stay here for me.
I understand. I hate when my fiance's out of town for work, which is.
Of course you do.
Often.
Because you're codependent. And I mean, not in a bad way. I'm the same way. That's why I was honest from the beginning saying, if my sig other said I got to be away, it's like, okay, well, hopefully we're both still single when you get back. Sally?
Yay.
You get last word on this. What do you think?
I think it sounds like she's already made her decision. I mean, she's making a really strong case for that job, but I just don't think that she's admitted it to herself. But if it's me choosing this, I would. I'm with T-Hack. 50 years compared to the next 2 years. I think the 50 years is that's what I would choose.
But what if this job allowed her to have a bigger, brighter career for the next 50? I mean, probably not working another 50 years. Next 40 years.
I'm flip flopping again. Because what if the relationship doesn't go 50 and she blows the two for something that's going to fizzle out in 10?
Yeah, but the job's like dusting off rocks and stuff. Who wants
we
to do that?
We don't know.
An astronaut.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is the moment.
What is the moment?
Well, it's time for the diary.
It sure is.
And I had stated that I'm going to count the number of diary entries left and let everybody know right now.
I spent the weekend thinking about it and I'm ready. And I hope you both are as well.
Do you really want to know or do you just want to know that we're going to make it through the week?
Oh, wait. I kind of like that.
And then next Monday, you'll tell us the same thing.
If there is a next Monday, do you want to know if we're going to make it through the week? Or do you want the actual date right now?
Help.
Like, I've been thinking about it, and it's like, it would...
Like, this week is covered. We're good to go.
Is it?
I thought you said that.
I said, do you want to know that?
Right, because you could go, too.
We're not going to make it through the week. Or I could say, we're absolutely going to make it through the week, and then let's just enjoy this week without the anvil hanging over our head. Or do you want to know...
You know what? Originally, I wanted the week idea. Now I don't because I don't, no offense, trust that me? You would remember it accurately.
I will say this. I'm not 1,000%. I'm not 1,000% sure that I got, like, because I counted one time to stop myself from, you guys, it's hard. In Erica's defense, when she's flipping forward to the next date, you have to really like, I did the like 3D thing. Like I tried to blur my eyes and go, that's a date.
It's most that's useful when she switches pen.
Because you're like, it's so easy to go, that's a date. And also, oh, there's some big capital words or like whatever. And you're like, oh, wow, she looks really crazy. And I'm just like, I don't want to see any of that. So I'm just like, and I counted how many I think are left. I only counted one time. So if I'm wrong, you can be a little mad at me. But do you want to know the whole number or do you want to know if...
I can't decide.
I want to know the whole number.
Whole number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with them.
Great. We'll make it through the week.
Do you work at a tell-in? Okay, that's also good to know.
There are enough entries to get through this week and have at least one entry next week.
I don't like the way you're saying that.
That's why I wanted the number. Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need a new counter?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I mean, Erica's got the diary in her hand. She can flip forward.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be responsible for ruining everybody's life.
Okay. So sorry. I had a little bit of food in my throat.
Saving it for later.
Could we just read it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
What the heck happened last?
Hold on.
She
I have my
she
notes.
Got lunch with Mike, yes. Right?
Oh, and it looked was like maybe there the was last? Tears on the pages.
Yeah, I think that was the last one, right? She got lunch and don't talk about your new boyfriend too much. Don't.
That's right.
And yeah, right. Jake, the new boyfriend.
Jake.
Okay. That was on April 22nd. This is May 15th.
Okay.
I am the Uno master. My mom and I host...
I'm sorry, what?
That's how it
this
starts.
This girl...
Let me
does she
going.
Know that we're reading this?
No!
Like, okay.
My mom and I hosted Mother's Day brunch for Jake and his mom. So remember, they met March
on
17th, so it's been 2 months.
Is that fast? That feels fast.
It's a little fast, yeah. But okay.
A little fast for Uno.
Yeah. It was awesome. He and I cooked, and... our moms hit it off and seemed to like each other. Jake and his mom have been a little on the outs lately, and it was good to see them both get along and have fun. My mom is crazy, of course. And after another mimosa, she decided a challenge was in order and started hauling. She spelled hauling wrong. Hauling the games out of the closet.
Okay. Don't you dare.
This idea was rather short-lived since I kicked ass at Yahtzee and then at Uno. My mom should really know better by now. It was a pretty relaxing thing, which is weird since a guy I've known for like 2 months was meeting my mom and I was meeting his and our moms were meeting each other. And that's just weird. It's the new me. I'm trying not to think everything to death and have more fun. So far, it's working. I still hate therapy, but it seems like it's working. So at least dad's getting his money worth.
Dad's paying for therapy.
I guess so. Mm. We learned some stuff, though.
Did you look at before you start sealing it?
Okay. I looked at the date.
Okay. I think. Okay.
I think this is all good.
But is this a rebound? Because it's going so fast. It's like.
But she wrote that down. She like is. Acknowledging that it's fast, said it was weird.
Also, remember, May 15th, they've been broken up for like, isn't it like 2 years now? Or no, a year, almost a year.
Not quite a
year.
Like it was the end of July.
And no, he proposed July 4th and then she told him. But, I think this is fine.
But didn't she have to be out by August 1st, right? So
yeah.
But, so we're 9 months away from this.
If you go from date of breakup, if you go from last time they boinked.
Right.
They
it's only 5 months from boink.
Yeah.
That's
as far as
a long
we know.
Time.
Lunch together, we're like a month away, right?
Yeah. The lunch was April 20 or sometime before April 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she just still didn't say if she told Jake about the lunch or not. That's what I was hoping to hear. Like, I told him and he's cool or he know like.
As somebody who don't anymore, tend to, what do you call it when you're
monkey
branch to branch? Is that what you call it? Monkey branch? Monkey bar, whatever.
Yeah.
Once you've had a certain level of comfort with somebody, then you kind of want that in your, Like you,
and it's easy to jump into that with someone else.
Yeah, you just jump instead of like, let's get to know each other and like whatever. It's like, oh, I was already at the get married kind of phase with the last person. So then, of course, our parents should meet. Of course, we should like move in. And it's like,
you're just replacing. You're not healing.
Yes.
Yeah.
But she's also a lot older than she was when she met Mike. She's almost 28 now.
Yes.
That's like a really different point of life than 24.
But is it almost like a defense mechanism to go, and now our parents know each other, and now like it's out of my hands how fast this is moving. Like our parents, you know, like I don't, you know what I'm saying? You're not making the conscious effort to make it that serious. It's like, well, and our parents met, and so here we are. And like, I don't have to take responsibility.
Yeah, you think she's being the leaf in the stream, and it's just like happening?
Maybe. Mm. Okay. But you're right. The age difference, that's a good point.
It's a big difference.
She's still in her 20s, guys.
I know.
You don't need to be in a hurry at 27.
She's about to turn 20. Or isn't her birthday in May? So she's about to turn 28.
June.
I think we found out it was late May.
Hold on. Let me check. Karen's got the notes. May 14th.
Oh, she just had her birthday then.
The day before. Yeah. Why didn't she write anything about it?
Because that's why they got all that together.
No,
it was Mother's Day.
Oh.
But maybe they overlapped. And so it was like, oh, let's just all do something together. So she's 28. She's not a kid anymore.
Okay. Well, knowing that we have at least a few more diary entries.
I can't believe you did that.
I can tell you tomorrow, if you guys all really want it, I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay.
But what is the next date?
June 17th.
A full month.
Mm-hmm. A full month.
Hear what happens on June 17th, the almost last diary entry. Tomorrow.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. I've got so much beef ball today that I don't even know what to do with it.
Okay, story of your life. This is every day.
I don't know which one to begin with. I got one that Erica kind of knows is coming, and I got one that Erica doesn't know is coming. Mm-hmm. Where should we start?
Start with the one I think I know about, because I'm on your side on this.
Wait.
So, once or twice a week, members of the show. This show is a four-person show, but at any given time, two people will go off and do projects. Like a lot of the social media stuff is Erica and Aaron.
Yeah.
Right. And then a lot of, I'm not involved in many of the things.
You're on a couple calls.
But we have this.
Ooh, Tia found that a little too funny.
I've got your back, boss. Whatever you need.
So one of the things is we have this call that involves Erica, myself, and T-Hack.
Favorite time
it's
of the
just
week.
It's a call where we just kind of figure out where we're at. Erin's far too busy to join the call because she's making videos and...
She's like coding.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning.
She's
yeah.
She's locked in, like yeah. in the social network when there's a coding thing. Like, don't disturb her.
So here's the thing. I don't share T-Hack's loathing... of Erica eating in the studio the entire time we're here.
Yeah.
It doesn't really bother me that much.
I'm not at this moment.
Right, because you actually heard the song fading out, and you're like, maybe I should put my fork down.
I've got sliced apples ready to go at any moment.
I was eyeing those.
Yeah.
Smelled like maybe some asparagus earlier.
it was more of a Thai rice bowl.
Okay, it was something.
Yeah, there was a lot of veggies in it.
Well, here's the point. We should have known what she's having, T-Hack, because during our call today, she made it, or she made the food that she eventually ate during the call.
Yeah, like, no, I was making breakfast.
Okay.
At 10 a.m.?
I'm a busy woman.
You ever just... go, I guess I missed that one. You know, like, we'll just go to lunch.
No.
You just get so off and you just keep, you're like, now lunch at 4.
I mean, I either, if breakfast means that much to me, then it's before everything else. Like, I'm not going to work out and then have breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I work out fasted every day.
Okay.
All right. And then today I had to take the dog to daycare and then I had to. I was having a tooth problem. It's been a really busy day.
But are you on... a little more backstory. Mm-hmm. I need to ask people questions. Are you on AirPods in this call that we did?
No.
Okay, that's one thing that's pretty clear. Tiak, are you?
No, I'm on speakerphone.
I'm on AirPods. So I need to understand your experience because there's something about AirPods and I think Aaron knows what I'm getting. Like, AirPods are like... The underdog lover. It's like any little sound way far off, it makes it seem like it's close. So if someone like were to open a cabinet like 40 feet away that goes on the, if I'm listening on AirPods, it sounds like they were right next to the cabinet when it opened. It's like crazy. It amplifies background sounds more than you can imagine. Do you agree with that?
No.
No. It's just
it might
ears.
Be your settings.
No, I mean, they just, they really pull in things in case somebody's supposed to. It's like everything's super loud.
Because doesn't it also do the noise canceling? So it tries to shuffle through. Well, he'll want to hear this. This is ambient. Get rid of that.
Because I
but
think
that little creak, he'll amplify it.
It's like, ooh, what could
that
be?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yes. So long story longer, Erica in weekly calls has been maybe making more and more things each. Like the first time she might have poured some cereal in a bowl or something.
I don't really eat cereal.
Okay, but either way, it was something real low key. And it was like a 12-course meal you prepared while we were on the phone with you today.
I was not on the phone call, but I bet it was half a bagel with...
No.
No, but not this, how do you not know today? That? Have I said that before?
Yeah.
No, no half a bagel. I'm working my way away from carbs.
There was like... And there was shaking
no,
things.
No, there was no shaking.
There was... But you set things down.
I washed some raspberries.
There we go. There
we
go.
Eggs and egg whites. And I was scooping out my cottage cheese.
It's like... It's like noise after noise. And we're like trying to have a future. What's going to go on with the show? Like, how are we going to... How are we good? Like, what do we do? Mm-hmm. We have events we have to like talk about. And all I can hear is... like... Yeah. And then, when you think it can't get any worse, and I'm like, okay, that's it. I am now calling it out.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, do you have a hand mixer? Is that a chainsaw?
Yeah. You asked if I was doing something with the hand mixer. No, it's my electronic salt and pepper shaker. And you know what?
No!
I think you should all try them.
No!
What? I'm surprised that Slacker doesn't have them. I also have them. Yeah. They're amazing.
Kitchen gadgets, it's your thing. Yeah.
I understand chefs wanting fresh salt, freshly ground salt.
And what am I if not a chef while on this call?
But those of us, you know, want to work out, you do it with your hands. Just like a pepper mill. Does your pepper do it too?
Oh, yeah. It was my pepper that I used.
Oh, that was the two different things. Yeah. The one was salt.
Yep.
And then the secondary one was.
Yeah, it's so much better than grinding it by hand.
How do we?
I've never even heard of this before.
I haven't either.
Oh, they're so great.
What could be less of a movement than just.
Well, it's not fresh.
You know, like,
you have to be careful of how you simulate salt and pepper shaking.
No, I want you to keep simulating that. I like a lot of salt. A whole lot of salt.
That's like pre-grated stuff. It's no good. That kind of pepper, no good. It's gotta be crack.
I don't like that kind of pepper, but I can still. If you combine the two of us at a massage parlor.
More of a...
Okay, but I mean, dear.
Yes.
How do we get you? Could you? Okay. It's fine.
I could start trying to wear AirPods.
Okay. I wish you knew how loud it is. I don't. It's so wild. It's like, it's so distracting. I don't even know what to do with it.
I was just having my meal. Gotta get that protein
up. She was having her meal, much as she does in the studio, at the exact time of a pre-planned call that we do. It's.
Yeah. And notice she said, well, Swanson had a thing, so he gets preferential treatment. If he's got something,
you know,
we got to move it around. But if we're on the phone.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Well, I'm not done. As promised, I have one more beef ball with Erica.
Oh, wait, what?
No, I don't. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
it's actually something personal about me. I don't know that you guys, does everybody in the room understand why I live where I live?
Yeah.
You do? Why do I live there?
Because it was foreclosed or something and you were able to buy it at a cheap price.
That's why I bought that particular house, yes.
Oh,
I don't think I know.
I thought you liked the PP Park. I thought there was some sort of
There's absolutely... The Reunion Park, if you've not seen... In fact, I guess this is something designers do every once in a while. They just make a very phallic-shaped park and if the committee approves it, they just do it.
They like... It's a little joke for them.
For sure. And this is at the park in Reunion. If you look at the aerial view, there is no other reason to make the streets the way they're rounded when they need to be rounded, have a little flare when they need to have a little flare, and then straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've looked at property out there. It's a draw. It's,
I actually moved. I've actually, since I left my parents' house, I've always stayed on the north end of Denver.
Is it to be close to your parents?
Correct.
Mm. Oh.
Like we work in the tech center.
Right. You could easily live down here.
Correct. But it's just like when my father's health was failing, it's great to be able to jump on 4/7. I can be to my parents' house faster than I could if I was in the tech center. So that's why I live there.
Oh.
It inhibits having friends down here on this end of town.
Sure. Because you're like a 30-minute drive.
Right. So if I were to invite you over, you'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, I mean, I would come.
You would?
Yeah.
Anyone else in the room? If I invited you? I mean, one time I made it a rule, you had to come over and watch Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel weird asking people to come to my house, right?
I've been there a handful of times. You're usually giving me something, so I'll come pick it up gladly.
I was like, so no, you haven't. It's like, oh, that's right. I gave you my truck.
Yeah.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So what are you offering? I guess
So I'm just checking. So I feel weird about inviting people because I don't want you to make you drive out of your way and the whole thing, right?
No, it's fine.
So it feels weird sometimes to just be. I feel kind of isolated from the group. Like Aaron and Erica don't live that far apart.
No, you guys could live absolutely pretty close. I think
you could just run into each other at the dive in on Broadway, and it could just happen, right? Like,
I don't know that I go to the dive in, but
you should. It's a great dive bar.
Oh, it's a real place?
It's a real dive
bar. I thought he made it up too.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. It's a great dive bar.
I guess maybe I could learn about it.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm saying all this is I feel when anybody goes to the north end of town and doesn't at least make an effort to go like, well, I've driven as a Southender. Now I'm all the way on the north side of town. Let's check in with Slacker because like we never get to see him. Mm-hmm. Let's maybe we can swing by.
Is this secret beef ball with someone?
Well, I saw a social media post that somebody here was eating Bucky's beaver nuggets.
I will be honest. I did not go to Bucky's. They were gifted to me because you had talked about them so much. I said, I need to try them. And they are the weirdest thing I've ever had in my life.
Oh, so she didn't go.
I didn't. Otherwise, I would have.
Are you telling me Bucky's isn't that far from you?
It's a long way from me.
Perfect. Okay.
But you have to kind of drive by the north side of town. People stop texting in. I know I live in Commerce City and she'd be on I-25. But still, if you're up there, you might as well just swing by my house.
Like, I go to Longmont every once in a while. It doesn't feel like that's okay. When I should come by.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my best friend lives in Longmont.
And you go there. You've been there more than once since you've been.
Yeah, only twice.
Three. Wow.
Would it upset you, Hack, if I told you, hey, man, I was hanging out at Wild Goose Saloon?
Oh, yeah. Right off of Main Street in Parker.
Yeah.
I'm right there.
Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah. Hanging out, man. Just hanging out, watching bands.
Oh, you should let me know. I would have swung by.
That's different, though, because you were hanging out at a place.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, you're on this side of town.
I went to the Costco.
That's.
Do you not see why that would upset me?
But she didn't go.
You implied that you did.
You assumed.
You implied.
Uh-oh.
What did your post say?
I don't remember exactly.
Something like, just got these and the bag's half gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing about how I drove there.
Is it or is it not implied?
I've never been to Bucky's.
Yeah, where else would you get them other than Bucky's?
Right. Slacker, I do want to point out, I did extend an invite to you this weekend if you wanted to join us.
No. I didn't want your pity invite.
It wasn't pity.
Yeah, it was.
It's never pity.
It's good. It's totally pity. You think about me sitting alone.
No!
Eating my Bucky's beaver nuggets on the cold linoleum floor, rocking back and forth.
Alone.
Can I say, now can I do my second confession that I just realized?
Sure.
This whole time I thought it was you who'd have the beaver nuggets. Yeah. So I was pissed at you.
Oh my gosh.
So now I have to be pissed at TIAC for something.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I've been thinking about embarking on a new hobby, if you will. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It's just...
Because me using a word bigger than...
Yeah, I mean, just embarking, just trying is the word you're thinking. But like, sure. Yeah.
But need to embark. This is a bit of an embarkment, if you will. And I was wondering if
Can somebody Google that? Because I don't think that's a word. I don't think embarkment is the way you lengthen an already... Embarkment?
Yeah. Embarkment's definitely a word.
Yeah.
Embarkment.
Yes.
TX looking it up.
It's the act of getting aboard a ship or aircraft. Is an embarkment.
Or
you asked if it was a word. I said yes. I didn't say she used it correctly.
All just, okay. All right.
I was maybe thinking that the three of you could join me in this new hobby.
No, I don't want to join any club.
No, you don't have to do it with me.
Okay.
Just, you know, we could check in on each other with it.
Oh no. Is it going to be reading?
It's not reading. Although, if you anyone should, wants to join a book club, I'm reading the best book of my life right now. I stayed up late last night reading, but it's not reading.
I call you a nerd all the time, but I just can't do it. Like, I can't read. If I sit down and read, I fall asleep immediately.
That's great.
No, it's not. Then I'm not reading. Then I get no into the...
The good news, this is quite the opposite of reading, what I'm talking about.
Ooh. Porn.
No.
I was going for the opposite of reading. Okay.
There's a lot of good books out there.
Is it physical?
Yeah.
Pickleball.
No, although my fiance and I would really like to start playing pickleball.
I see you also, you got this vibe, but it's a little too late right now to like be one of the sup people.
Yeah, well, this is not a good time of year to
attempt. Stand-up paddleboard.
Yeah, I do think next summer we're going
to
be
there's just
subs.
So many people. Get a Subaru, get a stand-up paddleboard.
Well,
welcome to Colorado.
My fiance drives a Subaru already, so.
He does?
Yeah, I haven't been in it since I got my new car, but yeah.
Okay. I think when you drive across the state border, your car just turns into
one. It does. Yeah. It tries.
Right.
Something else physical that's not... Pickleball was a good guess,
though. Yeah, that is a good guess. Do you play?
I don't. I have before, but I like it.
Maybe we could start picking up couples pickleball.
Because there's some place called Chicken in a Pickle or something.
Yes, yeah. We drove past that.
Wait, is it by you or something? Because I saw it at some
point. No, it was on my way to Estes, I think. Okay. But like up there
somewhere. It is up north. I've seen it when I was up north. I think it's like chicken, pickle, and pickleball.
Mm.
So it's like Chick-fil-A meets pickleball.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, do we want to keep guessing or do we want to hear what it is? Yeah.
Running.
Okay.
Oh my God. Actually, yes. I've been thinking about this for like the past month. I've been wanting to get into running, but I'm having such a hard time because 10 minutes into it, my blood sugar crashes and I don't know how to fix it.
I'm sure there are
a different challenge, but I'm sure there's research on it.
I bet there's diabetic runners out there that could tell you what to do. You
probably have to shoot gels.
Yeah, but like starting, it's like, where do you start your
blood
sugar?
Part.
Yeah.
That
sounds fun.
No, those are gross.
Yeah, they're like liquid sugar to keep you going.
Yeah. Oh.
I will make it clear. I will never run a marathon. I have no interest
in
it.
How far
that.
Do you want to run, Forrest?
Maybe a half.
Okay.
You want to run a half?
That's my goal.
I have run
the Colfax
2 10Ks
marathon is a perfect
life.
Spot for you. The Colfax half is great.
When is that?
Late summer, early summer?
I think it's late summer. Definitely already happened this year. I did it a few years ago without training.
May.
It's not bad. Oh.
May?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would put me in, you know, training before my wedding.
Why do you want to do this?
I used to be a runner and I
you
think
you did?
I have run 2 10Ks and I used to run during COVID. I ran like 4 to 7 miles every single day. Hmm. And I just feel like what happened? Okay. My knees got a little crunchy, but
my knees are far too crunchy to do it, but I ruck, so I kind of could. I don't know what happens inside a runner's head. I'd love to hear from runners. Like, when you're running, here's what's going on in my head. Okay, this is me running. Please make this stop. I want to stop. I can't be here. Like, every single step, I'm like, please, God. Please, God. Please. Can it please be over? I get joy in, like, hiking or, like, I like doing physical stuff. The act of running, when I have a perfectly functioning car right there to like get me.
Well,
oh,
you're
I
not
need to get 10
running
miles
to something.
Well, then why are we running? What are we doing?
So you've never felt a runner's high. You've never been like, that was amazing.
No, because no, I just never, I dread ever. Every stinking step. And then somebody told me, oh, it's better to run. This is the craziest thing in the world. Real runners run on the front of their foot. Like your steps go to the front of your foot instead of the
heel toe.
Instead of the heel. And it's like, try it. Try it. So if you start thinking about your stride while you're running,
I feel
you
like
are,
that's normal. No.
You run heel. Like you're running, your foot goes forward. You feel like you want your.
I'm worried that you might be running
wrong. I'm dead serious. Like there's a place, Runner's Roost. Have you, like you can go in there and get on a treadmill and they'll film you running and they'll tell you what's wrong with you. But then what?
Then you get new shoes and you practice.
Practice running?
Yeah, you have to change your form.
How do you do that? It's like changing your sneeze. You sneeze the way you sneeze. You can't change the way you sneeze. You can't change your laugh.
I sneeze very quiet.
I know, and it's irritating as anything. Just let it out and stop running. Like,
okay. T-Hack, you're out on this, or
I'm out. I've never been able to run. I've been able to go like all of my life. I go play basketball for hours and hours and run and run and run. I can't run for 10 minutes because I get the same as you.
It's just
like miserable. Yeah, I just hate it.
So you know how sometimes you talk to us and you say, "Get out of your head. It's the anxiety." Right back at you.
I'm sorry. Please, do you want to start a running club? Do you want to start a Slacker Show running club?
Well, now I'm nervous. What if I'm not very fast?
It's not about that. Like, okay. There's a person who works here who's an avid runner.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to set you up with him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I just got trapped.
We'll talk to Eric about her brand new running club after her first run with this person.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I got a story. I don't know. No matter if you have a bunch of money, you can be in first class, no matter what.
Oh.
No matter who you are, what you are, first class, all the way.
Okay.
It'll make more sense in a sec.
I've got a story that just sometimes it is just not worth it. It's just not worth it.
Okay. Hey.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Texas.
Let's go.
Yeehaw.
Sorry.
What was that?
I gotta clear my sinuses sometimes.
Oh, okay. I think of Sandy Cheeks. I wanna go home. Home.
Do you know what's happening?
I know what the reference is.
Yes. Okay, well, I don't.
SpongeBob, look it up. All right, so this is a very 2025 way to pick a fight. So there was a guy in Texas, as I said, and he logged on to his Netflix account, and he was like, oh my gosh, my username has changed. That's so weird. Now, we don't know what the username was.
Okay.
Cops say it was an insult.
Oh, something stupid like Ninny Doo-Doo Pants.
Probably something like
that. Yeah, something real derogatory to a Texan.
So this man goes, you know what? I know exactly who this was. I know exactly who it was. And decides to confront both of these men.
That's a Texas thing to do. Confront them straight up.
He decided, well, I'm going to fight both of them.
Oh, let's fight. Two dudes.
The same
two
time.
Dudes.
Oh. So they met up and went at it. The problem is, one of them had a gun.
Oh, that's not good.
And decided, I don't believe he actually shot the gun, but he pistol whipped the guy
who
originally started the fight.
Oh, boy.
A shot was, then fired by mistake.
Oh, boy.
And
over Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a bullet ricocheted. It hit a guy, but he's okay. But yes, remember, this is over
Netflix
username.
I think the funny thing is it took two of his friends to change a password. That's how stupid Texans are. How many Texans did it take to change a password?
Can you just make that sound again?
Two. That one? Oh. Maybe in Texas it's Netflix and kill.
Oh, my.
Okay, why don't...
That one's not as funny.
No, it's kind of messed up.
All right. My story, not from Florida. But it is from England.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Governor.
Hello. It was on the Southwestern Railway in England when a man was there going from London to Portsmouth, and he saw a live crab sitting in the first class seat next to him.
What?
It was a live crab just sitting there in the first class seat.
Like with its little suitcase and
I don't know if it had a suitcase or a monocle. Perhaps a hat.
Sebastian.
Yeah. The man came through to check tickets and he said, excuse me, driver, there's a live crab on the seat over there. Very polite in London. And it's been there since I got on. Skeptical, the man went over and did see a crustacean and safely escorted it off the train.
So wait. To where? Scuttled its way onto the train and then was left
the
in
details.
The middle of the railway?
I don't know.
To die?
It's just hilarious to think of the crab. Like, the guide walked past it like 14 times. Like, excuse me. There seems to be a crab in the seat next to me.
Yeah. People in coach are like, I heard they got crabs up in first class. Just stay back here.
Or they're eating.
They might like pinch you or whatever.
Yeah. Not yet. You didn't like my Netflix and...
No.
All right, those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.